go to securefreedomradio.org today. It's your freedom. It's your country. Frank Gaffney's Secure Freedom Radio.
Welcome back. This hour-long conversation continues with Michel Garfinkel of France, the editor-in-chief of Valeurs Actuelles. He is also the founder of the Jean-Jacques Rousseau Institute. And Michel, you were just describing the failure of the elites, political and intellectual, in not only your native France, but across Europe. I'm sorry to say, I think there's a lot of evidence of this on this side of the pond as well. In terms of understanding the nature of the problem we're confronting, demographic and political. But would you further that thought and tie into it, if you will, the role that you've seen being played in sort of that, well, malfeasance, I guess is really the right word for it, by influence operations of the Muslim Brotherhood? I certainly see them here.
Well, this is here we are back to what I call the discussions within Muslim fundamentalists about the role of Muslims in the Western world. Basically, what is to be stressed is that basically a Muslim is not allowed to live in a non-Muslim country. Since Islam is simply living under the law of God, how can you live in a country where it doesn't obey the law of God? And for that reason, in many instances in the past, when one country that was formerly Muslim was in fact occupied or conquered by non-Muslims, the case of Spain, for instance, is very graphic in this sense. So what should Muslims do? They should simply leave that country and turn to a Muslim country as long as the non-Muslims rule the formerly Muslim country. So in theory, a Muslim cannot live in a non-Muslim country. Now, for reasons that have nothing to do with religion, it just happened that Western countries imported, so to say, a lot of non-Western persons, for many reasons, into the West. And all of a sudden, very quickly, really, in the pace of one generation or two generations, very substantial Muslim communities were created in Europe and in North America. So the question was it permissible for those Muslims to live as immigrants in Western countries? And the consensus of all fundamentalists has been that, finally, yes, they are allowed to live in Western countries, provided they contribute to the spread of Islam, provided they contribute to what Kardawi, for instance, calls the universality of Islam, al-alamiyya of Islam. The fact but that
let me ask you, Michel, because this is confusing to me. I had thought that this wasn't a recent insight or revelation or directive of a guy who's influential, to be sure, but sort of very much a man of this moment, Qaradawi, for example. But rather, this goes back to sort of the fundamental traditions of Islam dating to Muhammad's own experience. The Hijra, as I understand it, was first practiced by Muhammad himself in moving from Mecca to Medina, where he began basically building this religion of his and conquering
right.
others.
You are right. You're right. Perfectly right. You're absolutely right. And again, I'm quoting Qaradawi because he's very well known, but scores of authorities, Muslim religious authorities, have in fact issued similar permissions to Muslims to leave in the non-Muslim world, as long as they contribute to the spread, the universal spread of Islam. Now, what happened was that the leaders of the various Islamic militant brotherhoods. They're not just the Muslim Brothers, but there are, in fact, tens of similar brotherhoods all over the Islamic world, at one point realized that since Muslims were anyway going to immigrate to Western countries just because life is better in Western countries, you know, and work is available, instruction is available, and so on, social advancement is available. Since, at any rate, Muslims were immigrating to Western countries, this should be turned into a strategic asset. And so they started to develop both a theory and both networks in order to tell Muslims living in the West, you know, you immigrate, maybe you just immigrated in order to have a better life in Western countries, but in fact, you can fulfill your duty of jihad peacefully or in another way by living in the West and by growing and prospering in the West.
Let me just tease out one other thing on this, because, Michelle, as you are surely aware, one of the controversies that we've had in this country has been about a woman by the name of Huma Abedin, the right hand of the Secretary of State, Hillary Clinton, now active in her presidential campaign and been involved with the Clinton family for now the better part of 20 years, I think. Huma Abedin's family, as I'm sure you were aware, was set up by Muslim Brotherhood operatives to run an organization called the Institute of Muslim Minority Affairs, whose principal purpose for quite some time now has been to inculcate, I think, precisely what you're talking about, this notion of how Muslims are supposed to conduct themselves when they find themselves in positions of being in minorities in non-Muslim countries. And I think the main themes are remain separate, do not assimilate, build, Muslim capacity, networks, I think you keep calling it, and I think that's a good term, but also infrastructure. This is very much of a piece, it seems, if I'm not mistaken, I think you agree, with this notion that the object is to actually expand the reach of this Sharia program and ultimately to set the stage for its emergence as the dominant force, the ruling force in all of these non-Muslim nations in the Dar al-Harb.
I believe you are right. I may not be aware of all the specifics of around that person. I read a little bit, but what is certainly clear is that there is a global view among Muslim fundamentalists, and today what is very important and relevant is that the fundamentalist Muslims simply have achieved supremacy over all the Muslim world. There are some exceptions, but those people that we may call the truly moderate Muslims, and there are such people, are not in command of the vast majority of Muslim religious institutions in the world today.
This is a key point. When we come back for our final segment of this conversation, this very important conversation with Michelle Garfinkel, we'll talk about the extent to which, in fact, the authorities of the faith actually preclude a moderate view of its teachings. That and more with Michelle Garfinkel right after this.
Go to securefreedomradio.org today. It's your freedom. It's your country. Frank Gaffney's Secure Freedom Radio.